I can spend hours on Twitch just watching everybody's feed. And one guy has a feed of, he's a bike messenger in New York.
Oh my God.
So he puts a camera on him and go, and my nerves were shot with the drivers around him, other bicyclists, you know, it was crazy. He was running red lights. Do you not have to stop at a red light when you ride a bike?
Well, no, what happens is, so now the red lights are on a delay and the bike messengers and the people that are on bikes regularly, they know what the delay is. So what'll happen is, you'll get a red light here so that bikes and pedestrians can go before it turns green here. So what you do is you basically have two reds at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way, it's part of Vision Zero. It's a way so that bikes and people have a head start and could cross the street to keep traffic flowing or whatever. So he wasn't really going through a red light. It looked like he was, but trust me, the other side had a red light also.
Yeah, he didn't stop at one red light. Not one.
Well.
He went through every single one of them.
He might have run a couple of red lights as well. But, you know, so as someone who lives in New York, I'll tell you, most of these guys have a GoPro on their helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them do.
He had one on his chest, and he would go, and he would go for a while. Then he would stop. He would talk to his Twitch audience, and then he would start going again.
That's cool.
But watching that, it messes your nerves up because there's so much in the bike lane. There's restaurants now in the bike lane. There's cars in the bike lane. And it didn't faze him at all, but it made my nerves crazy.
What happened to that Twitch dude who we were watching him sleep and people were yelling at him while he was sleeping? Is he still doing that?
Probably. I mean, there's a Twitch for everything now.
Right.
I mean, if you want to watch it, there's somebody doing it. There's girls that just lay out by the pool all day long. And I mean, one girl was probably out there for 6 hours today, out at her pool. And she had 3,000 people watching her. I mean, it's insane.
That's so much better than Clubhouse. Clubhouse is a bunch of Clubhouse, maybe it'll change, or maybe it's just the people I'm listening to. It's a lot of blowhards talking about like why they're special. I would much rather watch a girl laying by her pool all day long. It's like, is she going to get a drink? Is she going to text? Is she like going to watch something on Instagram? Like, what's she going to do next?
Well, there's one girl that was talking, trying to convince us that she has a 200 IQ. And she's like making up words and it was the biggest train wreck. It's like me trying to tell you I have a 200, you know, and it's not even close.
Right. No, when you get on the scale, what it says, that's not your IQ. That's how much you weigh.
Oh, is that what it is?
Just FYI.
But she probably took less school than I did. But she's,
is that possible?
I don't know. I mean, and yeah, I mean, the people that drop out in high school.
Right.
So I'm sitting there going, this is the greatest thing I have ever seen in my life.
That's great. Is she a comedian? Was it supposed to,
no,
it was supposed to be funny? Oh, she was serious?
It's a real thing.
How was she convincing you? Like, was she?
She
like,
wasn't convinced. There was no convincing. you could
but
tell.
What was her tactic? How was she trying to convince you? What was she doing?
She had cleavage.
Okay.
Remember the girl that we used to run the video that she would bitch about animals not having souls?
Yes.
It was like that same girl.
Yeah, she's gorgeous, but really stupid.
She's sitting here going, I have the biggest IQ. I'm at 2. It sounds like me when I talk my shit, but I can't take my eyes off of it.
Yeah, you know, we weren't blessed with being that beautiful. When you're that beautiful, there's so much you can get away with.
There's girls doing different stretches and stuff. 4,000 people watching them.
Of course.
And I hate to tell you, there's only one reason why they're watching.
Why?
They're waiting for a boob to pop out. That's all we're waiting for.
Oh.
We don't care about her exercising.
Okay. You don't think people are stretching with her? No.
No.
Oh, let's all stretch together. Oh, that's good. Okay, so should I wear more revealing clothes, like with the possibility, like, oh, is it going to happen tonight?
Yes, I think you should. I think you should wear sexy things.
You know what? If I had that kind of body, you know, if I was that beautiful, you know, I would totally capitalize on I'm not afraid to do that. Like, mm-hmm. if I looked like one of those girls, I would use it. Of course, you got to use everything you have. You got to use all of it.
Maybe we should get a stand in that just sit there like a dummy that would right. sit on your lap.
Right. I'll talk.
Right.
I'll talk and she'll just like be really gorgeous.
Right. You know? And she'll talk and her lips really she'll won't move right. with the words.
Right.
But you can sit there and look at her and go, wow, that Cooper is, she speaks very strange, but she's hot as hell.
Well, she can do. Okay. So see how I have my microphone right here. You can see me talking, but if I do this, you don't know if I'm talking.
Oh, brilliant.
So she can sit here just like this. I'll talk and you'll be like, wow. Wait, do I have a photograph of somebody really beautiful I can put up? Put up right here.
No, that's brilliant. You need to find somebody really, and I'll
that's actually a great idea.
And I'll find like a Bradley Cooper.
Let's do that from now on.
That can be just like this in the mic. And you'll see him. And I'll have him do the whole show like Eric Nice without a shirt on the whole time. Just sitting there shirtless. And they can do the whole show.
Okay, so Anthony, just you talk.
Right.
Ask me questions.
Oh, so Cooper, how was your day today?
I had a really good day, Anthony.
See, but your camera technique really, really, really sucks. Okay, that's a little bit better.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I do like that bikini.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I never wear this one, but I found it in my closet and thought, you know what? Let me just drag this thing out.
You know, and
I thought it was funny that it said Corona on it during a time of coronavirus. So it's really a joke. I'm making a joke here.